You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Hugh says the level of contaminants had dropped by 50% in just the first 10 miles after the release into the Animas River. From there, it's another 250 miles to Lake Powell, where the Colorado River first enters Arizona. If there is an impact, he says they're prepared to deal with it there. It's the mobility of a skateboard with the portability of a textbook. Meet the Walk Car. A Japanese company has officially unveiled a new transportation device designed to fit into a backpack when not in use. Koka Motors took to YouTube to show off the gadget, which weighs about 6 pounds and can reach speeds of 6 miles per hour. Video demonstration shows how the Walk Car can be steered by simply leaning in the direction you want to go. It stops when the user steps on the ground. The device is electric and is able to support up to about 256 pounds. The company said customers will be able to purchase the Walk Car in an upcoming Kickstarter campaign set to launch in October. In addition to joining us here, you can join us online at usaheadlinenews.com for more special interest stories, news, and of course headlines. Follow us also on Facebook and Twitter. I'm Ron Taylor, and you're listening to USA Headline News.
You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Trump says the firestorm involving his exchange with Fox News personality Megyn Kelly during last week's debate hasn't hurt him with voters.
A new poll came out, 32%. That's the highest for anybody yet, so I can only go by the polls. The people that we're dealing with and whatever's happened, it is what it is.
Trump says today's actions by China that negatively impacted U.S. stocks shows the need for change in the White House.
They devalued their currency today. They're making it absolutely impossible for the United States to compete, and nobody does anything. China has no respect for President Obama whatsoever.
And he says action needs to be taken to improve race relations.
We have powder kegs all over the country. You need spirit, esprit de corps, cheerleading, and you need jobs. We have to take our jobs back from China. We have to take them back from all these other countries that have taken our jobs.
I'm J.J. Jeffries.
Bob was miserable. His website was invisible, buried 3, 4, 5 pages deep. No one could find Bob's site, not his neighbor, 6 employees, or even the dog. Then Bob found Tizzible, T-I-Z-Z-I-B-L-E, the most powerful local search booster on the planet. Now everyone locally is finding Bob's website. Business is booming. Bob's happy. And so is the dog. Catapult your business on the map for customers searching for companies just like yours. Get Tizzible at Tizzible.com. That's T-I-Z-Z-I-B-L-E.com. T-I-Z-Z-I-B-L-E.com. Get your website visible. Get Tizzible.
An EPA spill in Colorado 2 days ago is continuing to cause problems downstream. The EPA initially reported 1 million gallons of waste had been spilled, but then later said actually 3 million gallons of wastewater had been spilled, giving the water an eerie orange hue. David Ariotti, an engineer with the Utah Department of Environmental Quality, says sites along the San Juan River are being tested for water quality.
What we're gathering is data that will help us characterize the water quality, and then we can assess the risk.
Ariotti, an engineer with the Utah Department of Environmental Quality, says the mine waste leak may not be a high-risk situation in Utah.
We won't know for sure until we get results from our samples.
And he says public safety is the reason creek and river water quality is being tested.
Be patient and avoid contact with the river. That's been the message.
David Filfred, a council delegate with Navajo Nation, says people aren't getting the help and information they need from federal environmental officials.
How long are we going to continue to truck in water? Who's going to pick up the tab? Are we going to hold these people accountable? I want answers from EPA, but they're nowhere to be found.
Filfred adds people's lives are being affected by the mine's waste incident. I'm J.J. Jeffries.
This is Jeannie Aversa, CRPC, financial advisor at Patton Hiding Associates. Do you have questions about your retirement? Like, will your money last throughout your lifetime? Will you have enough to live the life you want? And when will you be able to retire? If so, you're not alone. As a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., Patton Hiding Associates can help you find the answers with the exclusive Confident Retirement Approach. We'll work with you one-to-one to understand your goals and discuss the four key areas of retirement, including covering your essentials, lifestyle, protection, and legacy needs. From there, we'll work together to develop a retirement roadmap with clear steps you can take to help you retire on your terms. Call Patton Hiding Associates today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
It is 65 degrees in Flemington right now. The time is 8:06. Clear skies, the rain is over, and we are set for what I believe to be a pretty darn good forecast. Partly cloudy today, a high of 82. Winds northwest at 5 to 10 miles an hour. Clear skies.
You're listening to 100inChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the 100in County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the 100in County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@100in-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy 100in, buy local. Visit www.100inchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Trump says the firestorm involving his exchange with Fox News personality Megyn Kelly during last week's debate hasn't hurt him with voters.
A new poll came out, 32%. That's the highest for anybody yet. So I can only go by the polls. The people that we're dealing with and whatever's happened, it is what it is.
Trump says today's actions by China that negatively impacted U.S. stocks shows the need for change in the White House.
They devalued their currency today. They're making it absolutely impossible for the United States to compete, and nobody does anything. China has no respect for President Obama whatsoever.
And he says action needs to be taken to improve race relations.
We have powder kegs all over the country. You need spirit, esprit de corps, cheerleading, and you need jobs. We have to take our jobs back from China. We have to take them back from all these other countries that have taken our jobs.
I'm J.J. Jeffries.
Bob was miserable. His website was invisible, buried 3, 4, 5 pages deep. No one could find Bob's site, not his neighbor, 6 employees, or even the dog. Then Bob found Tizzible, T-I-Z-Z-I-B-L-E, the most powerful local search booster on the planet. Now everyone locally is finding Bob's website. Business is booming. Bob's happy. And so is the dog. Catapult your business on the map for customers searching for companies just like yours. Get Tizzible at Tizzible.com. That's T-I-Z-Z-I-B-L-E.com. T-I-Z-Z-I-B-L-E.com. Get your website visible. Get Tizzible.
An EPA spill in Colorado 2 days ago is continuing to cause problems downstream. The EPA initially reported 1 million gallons of waste had been spilled, but then later said actually 3 million gallons of wastewater had been spilled, giving the water an eerie orange hue. David Ariotti, an engineer with the Utah Department of Environmental Quality, says sites along the San Juan River are being tested for water quality.
What we're gathering is data that will help us characterize the water quality, and then we can assess the risk.
Ariotti, an engineer with the Utah Department of Environmental Quality, says the mine waste leak may not be a high-risk situation in Utah.
We won't know for sure until we get results from our samples.
And he says public safety is the reason creek and river water quality is being tested.
Be patient and avoid contact with the river. That's been the message.
David Filfred, a council delegate with Navajo Nation, says people aren't getting the help and information they need from federal environmental officials.
How long are we going to continue to truck in water? Who's going to pick up the tab? Are we going to hold these people accountable? I want answers from EPA, but they're nowhere to be found.
Filfred adds people's lives are being affected by the mine's waste incident. I'm J.J. Jeffries.
This is Jeannie Aversa, CRPC, financial advisor at Patton Hiding Associates. Do you have questions about your retirement, like will your money last throughout your lifetime? Will you have enough to live the life you want? And when will you be able to retire? If so, you're not alone. As a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., Patton Hiding Associates can help you find the answers with the exclusive Confident Retirement Approach. We'll work with you one-to-one to understand your goals and discuss the four key areas of retirement, including covering your essentials, lifestyle, protection, and legacy needs. From there, we'll work together to develop a retirement roadmap with clear steps you can take to help you retire on your terms. Call Patton Hiding Associates today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
It is 65 degrees in Flemington right now. The time is 8:06. Clear skies, the rain is over, and we are set for what I believe to be a pretty darn good forecast. Partly cloudy today, a high of 82, winds northwest at 5 to 10 miles an hour. Clear skies and a low of 56 tonight. That'll tell you how much humidity is in the air. Winds northwest at 5 to 10 miles an hour. Thursday the 13th, sunny, 82, winds light and variable. Friday the 14th, sunny skies, 86. Plentiful sunshine on Saturday, and high of 90. And except for a few afternoon clouds, mainly sunny and a high of 90 on Sunday. For Monday, it's mostly sunny skies and a high of 92, so the heat is starting to set in later this week. Temperatures in our area right now, it's 72 over in White House Station, 67 in Lebanon, 64 in Alexandria, 65 in Phillipsburg, 70 in East Amwell, and 66 in New Hope, Lambertville. Good morning, Hunterdon. That is Hunterdon Chamber Radio weather. Here coming live from the Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce offices in Leamington, New Jersey. We're just down the street from the old courthouse, the Union Hotel, the famous Lindbergh trial. My job to get you out and about on your day, going to work, going to school, running your errands. You need to be on the internet, though, because we're over the wire, we're not over the air, we're the only 24-hour talk internet radio station in the nation produced by Chamber of Commerce. We are all about Hunterdon County. All right, a little Bob Seger this morning. First line, take those old records off the shelf. Why? Well, today is Vinyl Record Day. And from what I hear, certainly I have not experienced it, there are actually teenagers, 20-something people, that have decided to sit around a record player nowadays and play old vinyl records because they quote-unquote say that they sound different compared to the digital. Now, I grant you, they will sound different, especially if you've played those records for a while. Remember how you used to have to clean the vinyl with a little sponge and some special cleaning fluid? And you got the hisses and the pops. I will also grant you that if you compress your digital music into MP3s, you're not getting the sound quality nearly that you should be getting out of CDs. But let me tell you this. Back in the early 80s, I was one of the first people to ever have a CD player. And the first time I ever heard a CD played after it was digitally mastered, I was hooked, because you could hear things on that digital recording that I had never heard, even the same recording that I had never heard on a record. So I grant you that vinyl records sound pretty cool and it's a little nostalgic, but if you find some good quality digital music, you're doing just fine. It is 10 after 8. It's time for us to look at what is going on with traffic on our Hunterdon County roads. HERTTMA.com sends me my alerts via email. You can follow them on email or you can get them from Twitter. 6:37 this morning, delays on 78. What a surprise. Eastbound Union Township in Hunterdon, over at exit 11, County Route 614, Pattonburg. Delays due to volume. Aside from that, I don't have anything else. We had a couple of construction projects that we're supposed to be finishing up. I don't have a completion notification, so I'm just going to go on the premise that they were done, unless I hear otherwise. Good morning, Hunterdon and Hunterdon Chamber Radio traffic. So what is on HuntingChamber.com schedule for today? Well, I'm on till 10. We have Diane Lane. We go traveling with Diane on Wednesdays at 8:40. And then at 9:15, we'll be talking to Mr. Joe Patton about the fallout from the China devaluation of their currency and see if that's going to continue today and into the rest of the week. At 10 o'clock, it's Modern Design. That is Richard Scuderi. He is the proprietor of Maven Hill Interior Designs over in Flemington. And Richard always does two shows on Wednesdays. And so let me... the first one is a show where he focuses on a guest, some partner or other interior designer that he would like to talk with them about to give you ideas about good, cost-effective, efficient, and practical interior design plans and execution. At 2 o'clock, we'll get back to it later, but he takes call-ins and solves your problems with design dilemmas. Kim Pramatic is back from all of her vacation time, and she's coming in to help you understand how to take care of kids in the 21st century. She believes they are under more pressure now than ever before, and with technology and all the other things going on in the world, grandparents, teachers, uncles, aunts, parents all need to learn how to influence children from a different perspective. And so it's Kim Pramatic and Raising Conscious Kids Radio. Counselor Chat with Ruth Altamara Roll is on at noon. Ruth helps people understand how to get better coping skills, how to overcome addictions, to deal with stress management, and all the things that affect us emotionally and mentally. Hunter and Jug Professionals is on from 1 to 2, helping us understand how the 20-somethings are running their businesses. Modern Design, Design Dilemma, that's Richard Scuderi, comes back, takes your phone calls, your Twitter feeds, your Facebook questions, and he answers them all. And he's had folks from far and wide, including Australia, contacting him, so Richard's getting quite a following. Talented People with Jeannie Murphy and Colleen Kelly is on from 3 to 4, promoting and giving you insight into up-and-comers, public speakers, book authors, those that are making a difference or will be making a difference in the world as part of Jeannie Murphy Public Relations. And then what is going on in real estate? It's Joe Eggert, Tony Page, and they talk anything and everything that has to do with real estate. And they have a special call-in guest today, according to their Facebook page, which is Jersey Real Estate Solutions. And he says, Congressman Leonard Lance will be calling into our Huntington Chamber Real Estate Radio tomorrow, or today, at 5 p.m. to discuss renewing aid to 911 first responders and survivors. After that, we'll also discuss new federal truth in lending rules taking effect October 3rd and how they will impact home sales, answer listeners' questions. Give them a call at 908-237-0410 if you have a question. And you can also email them ahead of the show, or send it to their Facebook page. So there you go. New Jersey Real Estate Solutions is their Facebook page. Joe and Tony, anything and everything about real estate. That's the entire HuntingChamber.com lineup. It's all there in the HuntingChamber.com website, mobile website, Google Play and Apple Store apps, LinkedIn subgroup, Facebook page, Twitter handle. That's Hunting Radio. All the ways to listen to, learn about, and interact with HuntingChamber.com. We'll be right back.
Unionville Vineyards is the perfect destination for wine tastings and tours, corporate events, birthday parties, or your special day. Located in East Amwell, New Jersey, Unionville Vineyards offers an escape from the rush of daily life and a chance to relax in the beautiful countryside. Our tasting room is open 7 days a week, 12 to 5 p.m., excluding major holidays. For more information, contact us at unionvillevineyards.com or call us at 908-788-0400.
What can you do as a member of Rotary? You can eradicate polio. You can promote peace. You can feed the hungry. You can help children do better in school. Because Rotary believes that by working together, you can do anything. This is District Governor Megan Jones Holt. Learn more about Rotary and join me every Monday at 11 a.m. on the Rotary Hour, the show that is dedicated to answering the ultimate question of what Rotary is. Find us on the web at rotarynj.org. Rotary, humanity in motion.
If you're looking to get in front of thousands of new customers, connect with your current customers, you don't want to miss out on the largest business show in Hunterdon County. The 27th annual Hunterdon County Business and Home Expo, coming up on a new date, Thursday, November 5th, in a new location at Hunterdon Central High School in Flemington at the Fieldhouse in Common from 2 to 7 p.m. You surely want to sign up, you surely want to exhibit, something you don't want to miss. Contact the Chamber at 908-782-7115 or visit our website at hunterdonchamber.org.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm a CPA with the accounting firm of Bedard Corky & Company, and I joined the Chamber to interact with new Chamber members and expand our mutual needs for business networking and giving back to the Hunterdon business community.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Beats pound as they raced across the ground, and the clatter of the wheels as they spun round and round, and he galloped through the market.
Can't get through
his
it.
Badge upon his chest.
All right, it's Benny Hill helping me with brownielocks.com. I miss Benny Hill. There's some great clips of him, man. All right, brownielocks.com, celebration services for the week and the day. It's gay games, 8 to the 15th, National Motorcycle Week, Feeding Pets of the Homeless Week, National Resurrect Romance Week, Elvis Week, Weird Context Week, National Aviation Week starts on the 15th. And for today, it's IBM PC Day. Today in 1981, the IBM PC was brought to the market, and you might not realize it, but that was the first time that a complete computer was sitting on your desk with a printer for about $1,500. They got it up to about 1 minute, system being bought one every minute of every day for quite some time. And now you look at your phone and you look at your PCs, and we're not even close to where that IBM PC's programming was. It's basically a boat anchor, a doorstop back in 1981. International Youth Day. It's Sewing Machine Day. We told you it's Vinyl Record Day. It's World Elephant Day. And it's Milkman Day. Where has the milkman gone? So there's Ernie the Milkman being narrated by Benny Hill. BrownieLocks.com, celebration observances for the week and the day. Pick something. Get involved.
And just to make it interesting, we'll have a shilling on the side.
Vitamin C comes from NJ.com, and the staff at NJ Advanced Media for NJ.com say work on United Way of Hunterdon County's Volunteer Center is underway. Work on United Way of Hunterdon County's Community Volunteer Center is well underway. The first several days of Big Build 2015 brought together 65 volunteers to pull down ceilings, break down walls, tear up carpeting, and haul out mounds of debris so that the next phase of construction could begin. The United Way Community Volunteer Center is unique and the first of its kind in New Jersey. The center is a space dedicated to volunteerism being built by volunteers. The Community Volunteer Center was designed by architect Frank Bell, and the construction is being led by Trevor Wilson of TCW Builders, project manager Ken Fisher, and Tom Fitzgerald of Fitzgerald Architecture Studio. This team of professionals is harnessing the energy and talent of volunteers to transform
Hello and good morning and welcome to a little bit late start this morning in our show, Modern Design. We have a couple things going on in-house and we're all good, but talking today about fashion, about what's going on in the world of design, what I'm seeing out there, what's happening and what's new and what's going to trend for fall. So a little bit about myself. My name is Rich Scuderi. I've been doing the show since January of this year. And modern design is all about what's happening in interior design, both in your home or in your commercial spaces, if you have a restaurant or a storefront or an office, what we can do to make things up to date, modern, and more practical, better looking, and better able to serve you. I bring you guests each week in different fields of expertise, people that I go to, people that are into furniture, people that are into glassmaking, people that are into decorative arts, and all things related to design, and giving you resources to better serve you, places that I can send you to get the best, if you're a DIY person, if you're someone that does it yourself, to send you to the best places in New Jersey for the best prices and the best service, and give you ideas, you know, sort of spark an interest in you. My guest this morning was going to be a gentleman from Hyonis Greenhouses. There was a little glitch with him this morning. So when we do our show this afternoon at 2 o'clock, Modern Design 2, he is going to be my guest, and we're going to talk about all things plants. What can you do with your garden right now? I noticed with my own garden, I'm kind of in a lull right now in August where I don't have a lot of perennials in bloom, and it looks kind of crappy. And he has a lot of suggestions in midsummer of things that you can do as replacements, adding new perennials, what's in the garden. He also lets us know that it's a great time to buy plants because plants are in the nurseries at very good prices. And if you're looking to do perennials, which are going to come back year after year, it's a good time to buy those things. They're investment plants, and get them at a good price. Get them in the garden while the weather is warm and the soil is somewhat loose from the rain that we've had like last night. And to be able to do that with your garden. So he'll be on in my afternoon show at 2 o'clock today. But what I wanted to talk to you guys about is what's going on in the state of fashion and design and some of the things I've been seeing out there. I've been attending recently a lot of seminars, and I've been going to a lot of forecasting meetings. A lot of these companies out there, like Benjamin Moore and the different furniture stores and the different manufacturers, invite me to a lot of events because they want us to be one step up. If you're an interior designer, you don't want to show what's current. You want to show what's even coming, what's trending, what's ahead of schedule. And those are the things that make us stand out. And the reason people hire interior designers is because you want to have the best of the best, and you want to be like ahead of the curve a little bit. So I had been doing a lot of these recently. I've been going on a lot of seminars. I have more coming. Everybody is that September, that back to school is sort of a resurgence to getting back to the work week, if you will, and to being serious and to doing projects in your home, and forecasting what the new fall season is going to be for colors and so on. So I wanted to bring some of the things that I saw a lot and talk about them a little bit in our show today. And then, of course, you always have the ability to call in We do have open phone lines here, and the phone number here is 908-237-0410, 908-237-0410. So if you want to call in and offer us some of the observations that you've been seeing out there, or ideas or things that you're looking for, you know, please feel free to do, so. One of the things that I have come across for fall is that I see a continued trend in contemporary or streamlined design. Whether it be if you have a traditional home, I see things that are more simplified, things that have less adornment to them, straighter lines. If you're transitional, I'm seeing a minimalist amount of colors. I'm not seeing as much bright color coming out for fall. I'm seeing paired neutrals. I'm seeing for fall a lot of taupes and grays, combination of taupes and grays. Warm chocolate brown is a color that I'm seeing. And if you're contemporary, I see a lot of modern elements coming for fall this year. One of the trends that I'm seeing is things that are natural mixed in with things that are metals. So one of the things that's very hot and has been continue to be hot for 2015 are metallics in paint, metals. We're starting to see a shift away from nickel, brushed nickel, and more towards polished. Chrome is starting to be a surface that we're starting to see more of, even in transitional spaces. Even in traditional spaces, we're just starting to see chrome in bathrooms now for bathroom fixtures, for faucets, for lighting fixtures, a change towards that. Gray continues to trend. We're seeing all shades of gray. I consult now 2 days a week. I do consulting for Benjamin Moore and some of their stores as a rep, and I go to people's homes. And it's very funny because it really adds to my show to see what people are looking for. And continuously, I will be asked, I'm painting the outside of my house, I want to pick a shade of gray. I'm doing my bedroom, I want to pick a shade of gray. So on the minds out there of my listeners is a lot of gray. And gray is great, but the thing about gray is it's all over the board. Gray is literally a combination of the color black and white, and that comes together in many different tones depending upon how much black or white you add. So when you're working with gray, you have to be very careful. And I do a lot of color consultations. People know they want gray, but they're having a hard time finding the right tone of gray, which on the surface sounds kind of strange. But gray runs a full gamut of the color spectrum. Grays can be very blue and come out on the wall very blue. They can be very green, or they can be very brown. So depending upon your application and what colors that you're going to pair with gray, you want to make sure that you pick the right gray. So that's something that continues to trend that I see online for fall is tones of gray, both for the exterior of your home and the interior of your home. But I also see a new wave coming with chocolate brown, a resurgence of a really rich, dark chocolate brown, and brown and gray paired together. And I think you're going to see that a lot in the fall. Lots of browns and grays. Not a lot of bright colors. In the spring, we saw gray paired with pops of teal, of pops of yellow. I mean, gray and yellow are just everywhere in all the trade magazines, and pops of coral. But for fall, we're seeing a richness with a warm chocolate brown and also animal print. Animal print is starting to make a comeback for fall. So I'm seeing a lot of different adaptations of animal prints. I'm seeing animal prints that are done in just gray and white. So they're doing an animal print, let's say, for a rug or for wall coverings. And they're traditional animal prints, but they're done in grays. So that's something that's happening. There's also a resurgence of wallpaper. I see an unbelievable resurgence of wallpaper. And I know a lot of you are very skeptical of wallpaper. If you've bought an older home and went in and had to take off somebody else's wallpaper and the walls weren't prepped for paper, that could be certainly a nightmare. And after that wallpaper is finally off, many of you have told me, I'll never do wallpaper again. But I say on the show what I've said all along is that wallpaper does something to a room that nothing else does. It adds a layer of complexity and texture in a space. So in a perfect world, as I always say, a home should have a combination of three surfaces on the walls. One is beautiful walls, freshly painted walls with white trim and white ceilings. And then a little bit of faux painting, whether it be just a tray ceiling or a small accent. And then a little bit of wallpaper. And some of the best rooms to do wallpaper are your powder room, if you happen to be lucky enough to have a powder room. That's a terrific room to do wallpaper. One of the reasons I say that is in a powder room, you don't have to worry about having a shower and the moisture of a shower, so that's not an issue with the seams. But number two, something that I do a lot of powder rooms, something that I've seen to just general behavior of people is when you have guests over and they wash their hands, they tend to, after they have water on their hands, they tend to, when they're looking for a guest towel to wipe their hands, sort of flick them, if you will. And then what you wind up having is water spots on your sheetrock, which doesn't come off. So if you have a powder room that has a paper, and it's a vinyl-coated paper or a scrubbable paper, very easy just to wipe off those wet marks for your guests so they're not embarrassed, or for yourself afterwards, and not have that issue. So I really like powder rooms to have a wallpaper. Another area of the house that looks great with wallpaper is dining rooms. Often you'll see dining rooms and they're split where they have some sort of a beautiful elaborate molding on the bottom, a wainscoting on the bottom, or at minimum just a chair rail. But to surround yourself from maybe the chair rail to the top of the ceiling or the crown molding with a wallpaper really allows you to bring in something different, to bring in texture, almost on a 3D level, something that you can actually touch. So I'm seeing a resurgence of wallpaper in those two areas. Also, accent areas like an accent wall. I mean, a wallpaper that, you know, that has a grass cloth, you could never capture that in paint. Something that has texture to it, something that has an animal print to that, you're really not going to be able to capture that in paint or even faux paint to the same degree as wallpaper. So I ask you guys to re-examine wallpaper. One of the companies that I deal with is called Thibaut, and spelled T-H-I-B-O-U-T. You can look that up, Google that. But they have beautiful, I'm getting all the full papers and books of wallpapers, and I'm going through them. One is more inspiring than the next. So I say to really try wallpaper, give it a chance in a small area, and you'd be surprised how beautiful wallpaper can be. And you don't have to do it in big areas. In fact, I would recommend that you don't do it in big areas. I'm not a big fan of wallpaper in hallways or kitchens or master bathrooms. But in small spaces, they really add to a house. They add a level of sophistication that nothing else will. That being said, wallpaper is coming back, so you should try wallpaper. Neutrals are coming back for fall. Paired neutrals are coming back. So we're going to see gray again for the fall, but it's going to be paired with a rich chocolate brown and maybe a silver. The only color that I can see continuing on strong color is navy blue. And navy blue is certainly out there. And there's also an element of sort of a light blue gray. So we're seeing a light blue gray, even though it's not typically a fall color. I'm seeing a light blue gray paired with a chocolate brown, and that's kind of some of the things that I'm seeing. Natural materials are in. I'm seeing a lot of grass paper for the fall. Things that are linen, things that are burlap, things that have texture. All sorts of natural elements. And it's funny because it's natural elements with neutral colors combined with animal. So that kind of seems to be the look. So not so bright, very organic. So let's be a little bit ahead of the curve with that stuff and know what's going on. That's one of the things that I bring to you each week is what's ahead and what's coming to the table. All right, we're coming up to our first set of commercials, and we'll be back shortly with more of Modern Design.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weikert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 and Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technologies to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
Unionville Vineyards is the perfect destination for wine tastings and tours, corporate events, birthday parties, or your special day. Located in East Amwell, New Jersey, Unionville Vineyards offers an escape from the rush of daily life and a chance to relax in the beautiful countryside. Our tasting room is open 7 days a week, 12 to 5 p.m., excluding major holidays. For more information, contact us at unionvillevineyards.com or call us at 908-788-0400.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
This is Megan Jones Holt, the radio host of the Rotary Hour and president of Boxes for You. Why am I a member of the Chamber of Commerce? It can be summed up in one word: opportunities. Opportunities to market your business and yourself.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
And we are back with Modern Design. My name is Richard Scuderi. I'm a full-service interior designer, been in business for about 18 years now. It flew by. I hate saying that number. It makes me seem older. I'm located conveniently right here in Flemington at 1 U.S. Highway 31 in Flemington, New Jersey. The phone number for Maven Hill is 908-884-0770. 908-884-0770. In our showroom, we have about a 2,500 square foot showroom. I share my space with John McLean from Rugs to Riches, and we carry everything from small, beautiful pieces of furniture to unusual gift items, candles, accessories, beautiful things for your home, bowls, china, beautiful foyer tables, light fixtures, beautiful different things. I carry two local artists who constantly give me an array of beautiful gallery work, which we certainly proudly display. And of course, through John from Rugs to Riches, all sorts of beautiful area rugs, carpeting, runners, hardwood floors. So a complete resource for your home. So again, come check us out, 908-884-0770. Okay, I'm going to take a quick look at the weather. Today it says it's mostly sunny with a high of 82 degrees. Looks like it's going to be a beautiful day. Tonight it's going to be mostly clear with a low of 58 degrees. On Thursday, it's supposed to be particularly nice and sunny with a high of 81 degrees. I'm liking some of the cooler temperatures. I wonder if this is a trend towards fall. Thursday night, it's going to be mostly clear with a low of 55. On Friday, it's going to be beautiful and sunny. I see straight days of sunny skies with a high of 87 degrees. Friday night, partly cloudy with a low of 61. And it looks like a straight shot through the weekend that we're going to have mostly sunny skies with a high of 88 degrees. So that sounds like an opportunity to get out and do things outside while we have nice weather and it's not too humid. Anyway, getting back to what we were talking about before we had our commercial messages, is today's topic is what is trending for fall. Unfortunately, fall is going to be upon us and we want to be ahead of the curve. And as an interior designer, August is typically a month in transition for me where we're preparing for the fall season, which seems to be sort of the highlight of the decorating season, only because people now are in a rush after Labor Day to get their house in order for the holidays, for the Thanksgiving holiday in particular, but for the holidays and all the entertaining that we seem to do in the fall and winter holiday season. So typically, contractors and interior designers go into this sort of frenzy now of people looking to get things done, vacations end, and we're back to work and back to school, and we're getting things done. So if you're just tuning into the show at this point, I was talking about what I'm seeing trending in my seminars. I'm doing one for Hunter Douglas. I just did one for American Standard. And they do run a lot of these in the summer, and they're educational for us on what I see going on. A little bit on the one on American Standard, which is kind of neat, which is a plumbing and supply company. I'm also seeing some trends in plumbing in general. I'm seeing a lot of change in far as plumbing is concerned. Commodes in general have changed a lot. People are going for a much... The years ago, the look, especially in contemporary transitional design, was a low commode or a low toilet. And I'm seeing a return to a higher commode, what they call it is a comfort height seat or a comfort height toilet, which is significantly higher. So we're seeing a taller commode. Definitely seeing two sinks in a master bathroom and two sinks in any space where you have the ability to do them. So we're seeing undermount sinks in bathrooms where the sink is underneath. For a while, the trend was the... I used to call them the salad bowl sinks, but the sinks that were above the counter, we're seeing a resurgence in undermount sinks. We're seeing a lot of square sinks, sinks in both kitchens and bathrooms are going from round to square. I'm seeing a lot of rectangular sinks, undermount sinks, and definitely white. I'm seeing in all the showrooms and all the books and all the people that are coming in to redo their bathrooms, regardless of what style or what we're going to do in terms of tile or so on, we're seeing that the fixtures are absolutely white. A white undermount sink or two undermount sinks in the bathroom, a white comfort height toilet, and an oval toilet seat, and definitely white comfort height. So those are some of the things that I was seeing as far as plumbing is concerned. In terms of lighting, I'm seeing LED is all the rage now. Everybody's talking about LED lighting, whether it be in whatever type of bulb you're talking about. Under counter lighting for kitchens is more popular than ever. Lighting in general, I think people are becoming more sophisticated with lighting. So you're going to see more and more innovations in lighting for it to be both less expensive to run, but bulbs that last longer and just better lighting, lighting that suits the space more. I think there's also a resurgence of ceiling fans. Ceiling fans started in the 80s. The early 80s started because of economic necessity. With the rising cost of running your home and energy, ceiling fans became popular. But I'm seeing a resurgence in ceiling fans, and I'm seeing ceiling fans that are coming out now that don't look like your old ceiling fan. Ceiling fans that have one blade, ceiling fans that have beautiful finishes, ceiling fans that really don't look like ceiling fans that are works of art. So I think ceiling fans are going to be strong not only for fall but going forward. they really are a practical solution, particularly in bedrooms. I tell a story that when I purchased my house, it had a ceiling fan in the master bedroom. The first thing I wanted to do was take it down because I hated the look of ceiling fans. But I did decide, through many people telling me the practicality of a ceiling fan, to keep it up, and I'm really glad that I did. Mine happens just to be white and simple and blends in with the ceiling. You don't really see it. But to get the airflow in your house at night is terrific. The sound, there's something soothing, believe it or not, about a ceiling fan. And I don't think I could sleep without it now, so I do like to do ceiling fans in bedrooms. And I'm seeing ceiling fans now that are incorporating a chandelier and a ceiling fan in one, which is a new trend that I'm starting to see. So let's say you're doing a bedroom that maybe wants to have some feminine influences. You can get that beautiful look of a chandelier over a bed, maybe with a beautiful headboard or a country French look, but combined with a fan, the fan feature. Fans are becoming cleverly disguised. I saw a fan the other day, an application, where it was sort of encased in a grill, if you will. So you couldn't even really tell that it was a ceiling fan from the top. It was a very clever. But I highly recommend ceiling fans, and we're going to see more of them. To summarize some of the things that I've recently seen is definitely a trend in neutrals. Lots of chocolate brown, lots of grays, lots of taupes, lots of off-whites, a lot of neutral colors as far as colors are concerned. I'm seeing a resurgence of wallpaper in smaller spaces, that wallpaper being texture, lots of grass papers, lots of linen looks, lots of natural elements. Also geographics, that's something I've been talking about. Geographic prints are very popular right now for fall. Animal prints are popular for fall again, both in their natural colors and the browns and the natural elements, but also doing these animal prints but with gray and white or with black and white, those type of things I'm seeing. As far as metals are concerned, I'm seeing a trend towards away from the brushed metals, a little bit away from the oil rub bronze, more towards chrome, and also iron. Black iron is a finish that I'm starting to see more of. I'm going to continue, I think, for the next year or so to see a trend in furniture being adorned with grommets. Or nail heads. You're going to see a lot of that, a lot of silver nail heads, a lot of burnished nail heads, a lot of chrome nail heads. You're going to see a lot of that as a treatment. I'm also seeing sofas now that have a very minimal arm on them, and that the profile of sofas are going to change. They're going to be a little bit more streamlined. In years past, sofas were very overstuffed, and you'd have a very big rolled arm. Now you're starting to see the sofas that I'm seeing for fall in my magazines at the seminars are a little bit more pared down. The arms are a little bit more pared down. We're seeing that the cushions on sofas are not overstuffed, and that the profiles of sofas, as well as chairs, are a little bit more streamlined. I'm also seeing chairs for fall that are armless and able to move. And I am seeing now swivel chairs. They're doing swivel chairs because a lot of people are mounting their TVs above their fireplaces. Swivel chairs that no longer look like swivel chairs. Modern swivel chairs that are really beautiful. And you wouldn't know they swivel until you got into them. All right, well, that sums up our show. I'm sorry our show was a little short today due to some other unforeseen issues. But we have a terrific show coming up at 2 o'clock this afternoon. I'm going to have a guest from Hyonis Greenhouse. He's one of the owners. And we're going to talk about plants and what you can do in your August garden and coming up to fall to have a beautiful summer and fall garden. So I bid you adieu until 2 o'clock. And you'll join us again here at 2 o'clock for more of Modern Design. Thank you. And have a good morning. Bye-bye.
USA Headline News. I'm Ron Taylor. Two new polls show Donald Trump maintaining his lead over other GOP presidential contenders. Carly Fiorina thinks voters are just happy to see a diverse, qualified field.
I also think that presidential campaigns reveal character over time and under pressure. And so what's going to happen is each of our characters will continue to be revealed over time and under pressure.
Fiorina tells CBS This Morning she will support whoever the nominee of the Republican Party is. Hillary Clinton is giving her personal email server to federal investigators. A spokesperson for the former Secretary of State said yesterday that Clinton will hand over her server and thumb drive to the Justice Department. Commenting on the move, House Speaker John Boehner says it's about time. NFL quarterback Tom Brady's challenge of his Deflategate suspension is scheduled to go before a judge today. The federal judge in the case has been urging the sides to settle. The NFL suspended Brady 4 games after deeming that he was generally aware the New England Patriots employs deflated footballs to gain a competitive edge. This is USA Headline News.
Hey, what's going on here?
Haven't you heard? Handwriting can make you awesome, and that's why Bic's on a mission to save it.
Handwriting can make me awesome?
Yeah. Writing could boost your self-confidence, spark creativity, and it definitely...